Yes, we are going out of committee. You happy to move that, Councillor Hope? Second, and Councillor Brown. All in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. Can somebody go and grab Mrs. Brown? And we'll just close down our iPads. All right, so is my intention that we can spend the next 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, to have a chat around the table, and I'm sure everybody would like to have, say a few words. So we covered that earlier. Have you got a council report back? Right. So I'll tell you what, Ella, do your council report back, and then you can flow into a trinium wind-up and we'll work our way around the table. How's that sound? You don't have to.
So I did just want to report back. I mentioned it previously.
About going to the Enviro Schools event in Queenstown, and I've had a number of conversations with people about it recently, and I think during my previous report back it was about the value of Enviro Schools, but what I maybe didn't highlight was that part of my role there was also to help have a discussion with the students about what they could actually do in terms of reducing their own carbon footprints. And so we went through full life cycle analysis of products and essentially came to the outcome that buying less is better because everything requires energy, including all the things that you recycle and all that sort of thing. But I did also ask the students, you know, how many of them think and talk about climate change, and they all put their hands up. It's a selective audience, to be fair. And then I asked how many of them are really worried about the future of the planet, and about 80% of them put their hands up. And it's a really big issue. I just wanted to reiterate to this council that it's actually really affecting people, and I hope that the next council will see opportunities to be proactive in the space in an attempt to help people see how they can be part of the change. Because as I highlighted to the students, the only thing we can do right now is to keep calm and find ways to try to reduce our footprints and work together, because it's all we can do, and everything is going to help. Every single action is going to help in doing that. So I just wanted to, you know, as part of what I'm hearing, you know, and internationally at the moment, there's a lot of discussion. These kids were feeling it, like almost physically they were feeling it. So, yeah, it's important to keep note of. Right.
Thank you. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I've thought a bit about what I wanted to say to everyone, and I guess in the hope of getting some things off my chest now, I won't then have to repeat them this evening. And so I just wanted to say that I've always loved the Otago Regional Council for our future. It actually inspires me to think for my future and for our future. It certainly sums up all my values, and it's what I stood for in my election, which was science, strategy and community, and looking at the long term. They're almost identical values to Maggie, who was obviously had a very similar campaign. So I do share this reflection on her behalf. This term's had its ups and downs, and the ups in many ways were definitely the privilege of working alongside our amazing community groups and some of the staff who I was out in the field with for some of those activities. There's some really incredible work that happens, and the, I guess, joy that I and fulfilment that I can see from community groups who, you know, can see the value and progress that they're making, and in particular when they're doing it alongside council. And it will not surprise some of you that the downs were probably the frustrations that I've felt around this table. And in the 2.5 years I've been part of the council, I've come to realise a few things, and importantly, that I like most of you, and that I do believe that your hearts are in the right places, and that, you know, we don't know what we don't know, and we all have different perspectives. But that collectively we haven't always been the best governors. There's been a huge amount of frustration of going round and round a circle with no outcomes. And this issue isn't unique to ORC. It's, you know, part of what happens at councils across the country. But, you know, and I must admit, we've made some good progress. There's been some really good plan changes. The pest plan, although it still had its failings, the process was really good, and I did thoroughly enjoy working with the team there. In terms of, unfortunately, I still believe that some of the plans don't go far enough, and I think, unfortunately, because it takes such a long time to get through those, again, by the time we get to reviewing those plans, we're going to be hearing from a community saying we're still not doing enough, and it's all a little too late. In particular in biodiversity, I think we've really got to get our A into G and get on with that. We know that we're heading towards some pretty mass extinctions, and we've got to do everything we can to help to make sure we've got a healthy environment. For many of the issues, we try to blame others. I think central government cops most of it, but also past ORC councils. The reality is that we have some chronic issues, and the next council needs to take an entirely new position if they hope to do better than we did. I think, as Julie mentioned earlier, we need to look at these through new, different eyes, look at these issues. So when I boil it down, there are three fundamental changes that I hope that the new council will take forward. I hope that decisions will not be made on the premise of blindly holding on to and defending past positions, neither having the courage to admit our failures or apologising to our community for those past mistakes. The council needs fresh eyes and new ways of problem solving, including an admittance of not knowing what we don't know, where there are no vested interests, and where our success is measured on the health of our environment and intergenerational justice for our ratepayers. Number two is that this council no longer acts as the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. We have had a terrible habit of leaving decisions as late as possible, whereby narrowing down the options and in some cases therefore having no real options at all. Every councillor around the table needs to be attuned with the disruption that's coming globally and locally and take leadership for our community to prepare for that change rather than constantly being on the back foot. And lastly, we explore, define and engage in community partnership. This current council has an ill-founded deep conviction in its own ability to somehow solve these major issues, either on its own or even worse, that community can do it without us. Who are we if we are not a community-owned organisation? This council needs to build trust with our community. We are only at the very start of that journey. We have a very long way to go. We will only make progress if these partnerships are meaningful. So with that, I'm deeply saddened to be leaving, but for our future, I'm always happy to make way, and I hope that there is a new majority around this table. The next council will be facing major issues, and they need to be facing those with new eyes and new attitudes. I believe that this is best decision made to make a term already used today by Julie is to set a reset button. I hope that the new council makes bold decisions and even bolder actions now and for the future.
Councillor Neil, that's your cue.
My eloquence is certainly not going to match that, and I'll be very brief. I do run the risk of repeating some of the things that I'll say tonight, which is going to take me an hour. I'd have to say that this triennium, for me, has been the least enjoyable out of the four trienniums that I've been on. That's not to say there weren't enjoyable times, but there were. But it's a reflection on me as much as anything else. But We've had our difficulties. We had a change in personnel around the table. That changed dynamics enormously. We had massive staff changes. That really made life extremely difficult. And on top of that, the workload increased and increased. So I think that certainly the council's in better heart probably than it was at the beginning of the triennium, and it looks as though we've got some fairly experienced staff now that are set to face the challenges of the next triennium, which are daunting, and unlike Ella, I'm not saddened to be leaving, I'm gladdened, but I don't mean that in any, my time has come that I want to move on, and it's certainly not because I'm frightened of the next 3 years, but I won't be too sorry that I won't be there. So all I can say is good luck to those that are, and I'll say that again, but good luck to those that are re-standing, and good all the best to those that are retiring. And thank you to the staff, and I mean this to all the staff, for your help and your respect, and I add that as well to the debating chamber, that even when we get a bit grumpy, when it's finished, there's no hard feelings. So, yep, thanks. Cheers.
Sam. Andrew.
Do you want us just to blow through?
It's entirely up to you. Yeah, well, it's entirely up to you. If you don't want to say anything, that's fine.
Yeah, first, I just want to acknowledge all my council colleagues around the table. It's been a real pleasure being involved in this. Coming from along the road, I'd have to say, at times, ashes and that sort of thing that are along there didn't. Yeah, it's from a government's point of view, we don't all accept that. I'm, whether we're in a social situation, smoker room, wherever, travelling in the car or whatever, I feel very comfortable around. The councillors are leaving. Wonderful service. Work parties, socialise, get on a group. Pleasure to sit beside Councillor Neil, and he's been able to put me in my place from time to time quietly, which I've appreciated, and he even sorted out my computer today.
Jeepers! Really? Have you actually used it since?
Yes. Hey, so no, just all the best, and local government representation is obviously a privilege to represent your community, and I think the whole five of you can be very proud of
you. Yeah.
Hey. Well, yeah, I've got some things to say tonight as well, but mainly what I wanted to say now, because tonight's about retiring councillors particularly, is for the staff, actually, and reflecting on 15 years of being at council, I feel the most confident I have felt my entire time that I've been at council, that we're heading in a direction that's the right direction. I haven't felt like that before, and I feel that we're in a really strong position to build the council towards achievements that we're ready to make. We've had a lot of challenges. We've had a lot of people that have been challenging us, and that's good. Councils need a mix of people. And, everybody around the council has played a really important part over this triennium in putting us to the position that we're at. Yep, at times it hasn't been easy, but I think we're in a really good place. Thank you to Sarah and the team. Working with us is not always the easiest job either. And we really appreciate exactly the respect that you give us and the hard work that you've done. There's not a team, I don't think, in council that hasn't been through quite a robust review or is going through one as well. And that's unsettling, but we're poised for a really good future, having a real close look at ourselves and where we're at, and managing to stick together through that overall and to build really good new staff as well. I think that's actually pretty amazing, the people you've managed to attract, and that says something about your leadership and the directors as well. Fantastic. So thank you for that, but particularly to Councillor Woodhead, you're a very humble person, and you often say, you know, I haven't really achieved all that much of my time, everyone else has done it, but actually you've put us where we are. Doesn't just happen. We've got a very healthy spreadsheet. I know you like a good spreadsheet, and we've got a good one, and that doesn't just happen. And then a number of successes, which I'll touch on tonight too. It's very easy to be critical in local government. We're very, very good at that. We're very critical on ourselves, and next we blame central government. But we've achieved a hell of a lot, and I will outline them. And we've got a chance, I think, to talk to Jono as well and just talk about some of the things that Stephen's helped us achieve. So although he's not here now, it's just good to note that we're going to do a bit of a piece, and also on the retiring councillors, and to get a photo tonight for the ODT too of those five. So there's that chance too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, firstly, yeah, following on from Gretchen, thank you to staff. Look, there's undoubtedly been, you know, a huge amount of work and focus, and even though, you know, staff get sometimes a bit of a hard time, hey, I take my hat off to you all. And I agree with Gretchen insofar as I think we are establishing a foundation. I think there's a hell of a lot of work that's required in the future. And I also take on board Ella's point in terms of a reset and certain areas. We don't know what we sort of don't know, and it's good to get a hand from central government. Best of luck to all those councillors that are re-standing. To those councillors that are retiring, I would just like to say individually, Doug, thank you for your friendship. You put in a hell of a lot of work, and we've had a bit of fun from time to time. I think some of the issues, and it's all been good. So well done, thank you. Who else is there? Trevor? You've got a unique background, you know, commercially. I think you're the only guy sitting around the table that's actually employed a lot of people, so your insights have been good. Haven't always agreed with everything, but, and vice versa. But thank you. You're certainly well done. Thank you. Stephen, we started together, and Gretchen, who knows, we may finish together.
Yeah.
But
and the alphabet being the way it is, we've always sat together.
Yeah, well, that's right. Actually, when we first started, there was this guy for the first term, never said anything, and this black beard, and then I think the next term he says, I want to stand for deputy chair. What? and he's gone from strength to strength, and I take my hat off. You've done very well. You've been a very good chair, and I think one of the key things from my perspective is you've always been your own man, you know, like in terms of some people are influenced by different people, but, you know, you've come to the table, you say your bit, you've had a unique sort of farming and environmental look, so I really appreciate that, and I think you'll be missed. So, well done. Ella, I take on board all your stuff, and don't worry, people are listening, even if they're not quite sure what to do about it. And hey, the future's ahead of you. And Sam, you gnarly old bugger.
Oh, yeah.
we've crossed that sword a few times. I'm going to miss two of you, you old bugger. But we always had a bit of a laugh, and we had a bit of fun too. So thank you. Thank you to you all.
Yeah, I'd just like to
thank all the courtesies that the staff have extended to me over the last couple of terms, and it's been a real privilege for me to have been able to represent my Dunstan constituency as a councillor on the ORC. Trevor, I'd just like to thank you for your support and the camaraderie that we had in the transport arena, and I especially with the involvement of putting the Otago and Southland thing together and our extended trips to Christchurch to the chairs meetings, and I believe that that connection has been a great benefit to this region. And I thank you for that. Doug, you were probably one of the first councillors that said g'day to me when I arrived on the council 6 years ago, and you shared a lot of your views of how things were and things like that, and I valued that induction that you gave me, along with Jerry Eckhoff, I suppose, couldn't help but give his bob's worth, but I certainly remember the times that you came up to me and advised me and, you know, and had chats in the smoker room, which in those early days it was a wee bit lonely for me for a wee while, and you certainly was one of the ones that helped me through things a little bit. Sam, look, Sam's always going to be Sam to me. I value Sam a lot because I've used him to bounce a lot of thoughts on the agenda and various other things, and he's a very practical and sound person that I valued his views on many occasions, and I'm sure that he and I will be having a beer somewhere else along the road and having a yarn, especially that he resides some of the time in Nomakau, so tend to keep in contact with you, Sam. Ella, I believe you've got a future in the environment world somewhere and everywhere, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if you, with that green coat on, that you do end up with the Green Party or somewhere, because you do have a lot of ability, and I know that you're going to keep expanding on that into the future, and I'm sure you will. Stephen, your knowledge and your experience in the history of the ORC is second to none, and I've always appreciated that, and I only hope that you will be able to extend that into the future with your community and the region, for that matter, and I just wish you and all the others the best in your retirement, and wish all the other councillors that are standing all the best for the election, and look forward to seeing what the results will be on the election day. Thank you.
Yeah, Doug, 21 years.
Yeah, as Stephen said, I've been here 7 terms, so it's a lot longer than I expected to be initially. When I first got here, we'll see how we go, and the years just seem to roll by. But there's two of us from up our way. Bill McCarrow was there for, I think, 3 terms before we got cut down to one, and Bill and I used to share vehicles, so that was, we always had a chance to discuss things before we got here. I've really enjoyed working with you all. I've enjoyed the last term. It's been a bit more tired maybe than what some of the other terms were, but I've really enjoyed it, and I have enjoyed chairing finance. And it was interesting, I got an email from Ross Black yesterday saying he couldn't be there tonight, and he mentioned that our management of the ownership of Port Otago and also our work with the Helicopter Trust, and I think we need to give ourselves a pat on the back for that, because I think we have done a good job of that, and I want you to be fiscal with the money going forward. If not, I'll get Colin Skerr and we'll come along to the annual plan to take it. Now, thank you very much, and I'd just like to congratulate you, Stephen, on your 9 years as chairman. So, I think you've probably might be the longest chairman we've had on the council. I'm not sure. Louise Ross and Chimo.
Louise was nine too, I think. Yes.
It's been quite a extent, so well done. Congratulations. So, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it all.
This last 3 years, Stephen and colleagues, the highlights for me, there's been three of them. One has been working with the communications team, who I've got to admire as a vital professional young know them quite closely on a number of projects. An excellent bunch. Second highlight for me has been the evolution of the Eco Fund. And the part I played in that and chairing the assessment panels, that was great. And I really hope that the incoming council sustains and grows that fund. I hope grows it significantly. Maybe it'll become the biodiversity fund. I don't know. I don't mind what it's called. But if it goes into the same kind of community-based investments in people's time and volunteering and mahi, that's just great. The third highlight for me has been, Sarah, the way you have evolved the leadership of your organisation. Both your very wise choice of acting directors when that was necessary, and your appointment of new directors. There's a vitality there and a confidence there now when I look across to that bench of people. Which makes me feel pretty good. And I've always been a person who's looked forward rather than back. If I look back on old ORC days, I feel a bit, because it was a Spartan and frugal and conservative and penny-pinching organisation. I wonder how on earth we put up with that. And frankly, I don't know the answer to that. We were too easily drawn into an ethos of not spending, not investing, not developing, not growing, not seeing issues. I'm overstating things a bit there, I know, and there'll be others who see things differently. But when I look at us now, and I look at us where we're heading to, talk about reset buttons. That's a mild understatement. But the good thing is that Sarah has pressed the button. We're on the way. And I shudder to think what the costs are going to be to ratepayers. But that's just the way it's going to be. And I don't mean to make any bones about that if I'm talking to people. Forget about ORC rates being a dollar a day. That's not good. Which momentarily they are for your average city person. That's just not going to be the case anymore. We've been in a bit of a fool's paradise in terms of the cost of running this organisation. So there, I'm looking forward. I hope I get re-elected. I suspect a lot of people look at my use-by date and say, you've got to be kidding. But anyway, I'm there and I'll be as enthusiastic as ever if I do get back on. But Stephen and all the others, I don't like saying goodbye to people. I think all five of you have done a terrific job on your own very different ways. And I particularly appreciate your chairmanship, Stephen. And the work that Ella and Sam and Doug and Trevor have put in, it's all been complementary to the work of this council, and I admire you for doing it, and I wish you all the very, very best in whatever else you choose to do. I agree with the comments made to you, Ella, about your future. It'll be superb.
Very sorry I'm not going to be here tonight. Yeah. To go down to the Clinton Lions Club.
Electioneering.
Oh, no.
So I'd like to say thanks to my two dads, because I've been the thorn between two roses. Three Southland was here, but loved sitting beside you with Doug as well. I have to tell you a little story. When I was little, we had the black and white telly, a good Catholic family, and we stayed house, and my dad said, he's a good bugger, that Doug Brown. I reckon he's going to win the Young Farmer of the Year. And you'd go all fuzzy, the telly. And then you'd be, Doug Brown from Otago. And, oh, yeah. And Doug, you won it. Oh, no, I remember that. And I wasn't very old. So it's
makes me old.
Yeah, exactly.
Really lovely to get to know you and everybody else. And I just
I'd love to be re-elected again because I just feel I'm starting to understand, and I do feel it's quite a very intense 3 years when you're not, it's, you know, it's foreign to you, and I do think, Ella, you've got a wonderful future. I wish I had your brain. I can't think like you. God. Sam, you're fun. I love how you give us a big greeting in the morning, and it's terrific. And as I say, you, Trevor, I hope you get to play on your little digger, because that's all you really want to do, isn't it, for your time to do? Time to digger. And Stephen, as a work colleague in the Molyneux, you've been great. You only ever growled at me once. I was waiting for a big bollocking from you, and it never happened. So, oh, wow, that wasn't too bad. But you've been a really great chair. You're very, very steady. And that's a great influence about an organisation. We've just got a calmness. I think the calmness is a really important thing that hopefully we can just endorse and carry on in our 3 years. And I've loved every one of you and the fact I've got to work with you and the staff, so thank you.
I'll see it coming.
You know, I've got 3 minutes and 55 seconds tonight, so I won't say those things now. But it will be too. Put a watch on it. Anyway. Look, 9 years here, okay, I came from a comprehensive business background, and in my first term I got a lot of, but you're from private enterprise, you wouldn't understand. What I think has happened is that we've come to believe that the best of private enterprise and the best of public enterprise are actually the same stuff. The rules are the same, and I hope that I've had a little part to play in that. But in any event, just tell you about some of the things that I've really thoroughly enjoyed. Louise Crute telling me within a week of getting here that I'm going to Christchurch next week to do some making good decisions. Well, what do you mean making good decisions? What are you talking about? But anyway, best thing ever did. Absolutely the best thing I ever did. And it ought to be compulsory. Doesn't matter whether you pass the exams or not, but every counsellor should be shoved off to making good decisions. It's really, really important. I've had a great privilege to do two things in particular. The first was to be on the RPS panel. Gretchen led that really well. Thank you for that. And then there was that ne'er-do-well Clive Geddes as well. And Clive and I, we made it really difficult for Gretchen over a period of about a year because we argued a lot. But in any event, and I know the RPS is still floating around, no one's quite sure exactly what it's looking like right now, but I don't mind. It'll come out in the wash. But that was a great privilege, and I am delighted to have done that. The other thing, which I consider to have been a great privilege, was actually to have chaired the Kyburn consent hearings with Andrew, and guess what? Clive Geddes again. And we didn't argue much with Clive, did we? It was actually quite good. So it was the most significant deemed permit to consenting application that we'd had. It was a group application, and I was really thrilled and delighted to have the opportunity to chair that, just as one of those life experiences. I can tell you now, we might have changed one or two things had we known what we know right now, but that was a couple of 3 years ago. So we might have come to some different, slightly different decisions. So those things I thought were really, it was a great privilege to be involved with Graham and Transport. And the really good thing about that was that the chair just left it alone and said, oh, don't get on with it. So we acted with a great deal of independence, really, didn't we, Graham? And we're able to enjoy the company of our other South Island and, of course, our Southland colleagues. And there's been a significant transformation in Transport over 9 years. There's, we're talking about mode shifts that are really happening, which we're never certain could. So that was a great privilege as well. A couple of three things I want to talk about very briefly. We need to have some resolve. The reality is, as every day goes by, the resistance to anything that we want to do, whether it be from climate change deniers or people who have done it this way for 99 years or whatever it is, it's going to get greater. And we just cannot please everybody. And a whole lot of people in the public gallery with pitchforks is no reason to
to change what you really think is the right thing to do. And so we've got to find resolve if we are going to move forward in an appropriate way. That doesn't mean that we don't stop listening, that we stop listening to people, but it means that we consider that with respect to the greater good, not with respect to the immediate pressure that we're feeling. And I think that's going to be really important for council as we go ahead. Accommodation, please just let the staff get on with it. Just let the staff get on with it. It's stock and plant. It's the sort of stuff you need to keep the rain off the computers and the telephones. Just let them get on with it. And they'll find you a perfectly good solution. And with respect to the port, we can mess about a little bit with the port. We can, with any investment portfolio, you can say, well, we can adjust growth and income by talking with the port at statement of intent time and say to them, any chance we can, we're not too worried about the growth, it's growing just fine, you know, as it is, but maybe we can lever a bit more income out of that. And so you do have some, we do have some flexibility there, but for God's sake, don't let it go, and don't sell the family jewels, because the future around environmental issues is not something, you're not going to be able to fix every environmental issue that's ever going to come along with $400 million, but you've got half a chance with $15 or $20 million a year. Right? Because the $400 million will go, and then there'll be another pest that you haven't got in the pest plan arrive. You know the story. It's an ongoing story. So don't let that go. That's the jewel in the crown. Goodwill and fellowship. I've experienced an enormous amount of both of those things around this table. I'd like to thank everybody for that. I think that's been great. Stephen and Gretchen. You've alluded to it already, Gretchen, but I'm putting you in the same basket, and it is that you don't actually change an organisation dramatically in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. It takes a decade, and I know that from personal experience, and I wasn't quite finished it when I left. And that was an organisation that was 100 years old. And it takes a decade to really make an organisation look different, because it's got to look different from this table right the way through to the people answering the telephones and the people cleaning the office at night. And it starts at this table. And so we have had, when you think about it, it's already been alluded to, you think about this organisation 9 years ago and you think about this organisation now, the organisation we had 9 years ago would have drowned with what we're dealing with right now, what we've got to deal with. It would have just drowned. And that doesn't happen without good leadership around the table, with people who are open, leaders who are open-minded and prepared to accept the need for change and to drive it. And Gretchen and Stephen, you've left a legacy, you know. Take a there and now picture, and that's your legacy. So thank you both of you very much for that. And Stephen, in particular, because you're calling time, you know, all the best for your future as well. It's a funny thing to be calling time, and I know that everybody who is will have slightly will have different feelings about that. But Ella, it's already been said, great future in local government. If you ever want to go back, it needs you, and I've told you that personally before as well, and I believe that. And Sam and I, of course, we're a political party. It's called the Common Sense Party. We never really told anybody about it. We've never had a caucus meeting, but we laughed about it a lot. So Sam and I agree about 50% of the time, but we think that's still good enough, a good foundation for a political party. So thank you, Sam. And Doug, I've come across people like you before, and they're really effective people. And they don't talk as much as me, nowhere near as much as me, but when they talk, it's worth listening. Thank you very much for your wisdom as well. Thanks, really appreciate that. I think that's everybody. Thank you.
I'd just like to say to the retiring councillors that there may be others retiring very, very soon. So I want to thank you for working with you. I particularly want to thank Stephen. No one knows the pressures that you're doing. you have to put up with on a daily basis there. And it won't be just you that went through those pressures, but your wife and your family as well. And there will be times that you will have wondered if you were doing the right thing or the wrong thing. But can I say that your chairmanship is something that I have come to respect and admire over the last 3 years. I clashed with you repeatedly when I first arrived. By the end, sir, it was your careful and calm stewardship of this ship over the last 6 to 12 months that's made the difference. Thank you. You have made a difference. To Ella, boy, we're going to miss you, girl. You'll be back. One day you'll be chairman of this. And you need to come back and do that or be something, but you have got to be a leader. We will miss you greatly. To Sam and to Doug and to Trevor, boy, we've had some times together.
Really?
I think for the first, I was wondering which one of you would beat me up the most when I came here. Didn't realise that each of you had quite good pugilistic skills. Thank you for that. I needed it. I wish you well. And I hope you can come back and see the progress that you were a part of. And then finally, I just want to say this. I think we're getting there. I said it at, we've had some candidate meetings throughout the Dunstan ward. And along with the normal criticisms of the Otago Regional Council, which, strange enough, I've joined in on two on occasion. The question has been, how do you see the next 3 years, which is the much important. And I've said, I think we're getting there. I really do. I wouldn't have said that 3 years ago. I'm not even sure I would have said that 18 months ago. But I do think that the team that is here, the directions we've got, the intellectual focus we're now bringing will make a difference. Go and enjoy yourselves. I might not see you again. So I just want to say to you, it's been a pleasure, seriously. And I know that this organisation will do the right thing over the next 3 to 5 years.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you. Look, it would be easy to spend the next 10 minutes reflecting on the last 15 years, and that would be, whilst we need to learn from history, it would be complete and utter waste of time, so I'm not going to. There'll be a couple of little comments, but looking forwards, the amount of national standardisation coming, whether it's fresh water, planning standards, you name it, air, NES and air quality, etc., is a real challenge for this organisation, for local government as a whole. But the opportunity it provides to find act nimbly and find a way through is going to take some real focus for those that are re-elected next triennium and for the staff, because you won't be able to do everything, and it'll need some careful prioritisation and careful planning. But from a community perspective and an organisational implementation perspective, you do need to find a way through nimbly and efficiently. There's been lots said about our water plan over the years, and lots of commentary around the effects-based aspect of it. But when you look at the larger discharges that are able to be controlled, and as against the stuff that comes off or down through a rural land, no matter how much national direction there is, how much policy is developed at OSC, or how many consents, which are actually only a piece of A4 paper, the implementation of that to deliver the environmental outcomes we need has to be managed on farm. It's the only people, doesn't matter how many compliance staff we have or how many consents we issue, because it really, you know, every catchment's different geographically, weather-wise, stocking rates, soil type, etc. So the reason I make that point is that whilst you go through all this change in the next 3 and 4 or 5 years as things settle down into whatever the new future looks like for our planning documents and the likes, you need to ensure that we take community with us. Now, we have slipped up in the last 3 or 4 years there, And the process that we went through putting in place the original water plan and then Plan Change 6A, where we really engaged with the community, and there were some tough decisions, but and some tough standards ended up getting put in place. So I was really pleased to see the executive going walkabout in the last 2 weeks and engaging with those people and having those conversations, and I hope that you're able to pull a group together and work with council as you, you know, work through the water plan review. Because ultimately, unless the community buy into it, you will not deliver the environmental outcomes that we're after. And it is time for a step change. Farmers, most of them understand that. And in particular, I've been very impressed with the leadership from the younger generation. There's some challenges around the science and the details that we were workshopping earlier this morning, but actually, most of the younger generation and a few of the leaders are saying, we're up for this, let's get on with it. So, and I have no concern at all. We're not talking about massive land use change. We're talking about, there'll be some land use change required in some places, but we're talking about best practice across the industry, lifting the game completely and catching up with the leaders that have gotten ahead of the average. I'm also extremely comfortable. Look, I've been thrashing around for the last 6 or 9 months, do I retire or do I not? And actually, and recalled some of the conversations that I had when I was first elected chair. And there's only one option when you become chair, and that's out the back door and gone. And but I'm actually feeling a lot of people asking how you're feeling, and oh, you must be, you know, disappointed and rah, rah, rah. But actually, I'm really feeling positive about it because of the state of the organisation and where we're heading, the leadership provided by Sarah, the team in place, the thinking, and it's the team right down to third and fourth layer. And some of them are new to the region, but they will in a very short time become very passionate of the Otago people. And I'm really, you know, working inside the office, it's got a really good buzz about it. And well done, Sarah. I know some days you probably would have liked to have hit me because the process that we went through to employ you, we did not fully brief you on what you were stepping into. And you know, at the end of Mrs. Gardner's interview, I thought, yes, and we had all this policy work in front of us and someone who had worked with large teams and dealt with some challenges. So, it's been a tough year and a half, but I know you're starting to feel positive about it too.
Absolutely.
And it'll be really interesting to watch from ORC move forward and succeed and taking the community with us, with you in the next triennium and into the future. It's been an interesting journey as a chair, and I have changed my style quite significantly in 9 years. You could operate completely differently around this table when you had Duncan Butcher on your side.
Yeah.
And we ran things sort of... efficiently is one way of putting it. And, you know, a good debater like Duncan, David Shepherd, there was others. And but I've adapted and had to and needed to. And it's been part of the adaption that the organisation needs to have made also. I'd like to thank, and I'm going to hopefully, and we might even invite the other retiring councillors, meet with staff at a morning tea at some stage, a whole of staff morning tea. The thing I enjoy politics, but the thing I will really miss the most is working with staff. Popping into an office, having a chat about X, Y, and Z, you know, emails backwards, forwards, phone calls with Dr. Palmer in the middle of a flood, whatever it might be. And there's some amazing talent. There always has been, and some of the new staff are really impressive. And that's the bit I'll miss the most. I'm very proud of the way we've structured, and I've just continued on. It's not something that's not a personal to Stephen that needs a pat on the back for, but the arrangement and how the relationship works with the port and the helicopter trust, the port in particular, though, there are opportunities there next triennium. You've hopefully still got a copy of that little think piece I put together. I have socialised that with the current chair of the board, and there are opportunities there. So when you're thinking about the work programme in front of you, be careful not to dive down rabbit holes. Think of the whole. And Mr Donnelly and Mrs Gardner, you'll have to assist with that. And it's not just how we're going to fund this policy stuff. It might require a much broader look at the operation of the whole business. And biodiversity, for example, or predator control or whatever, you know, there are opportunities there. The funding does need to be sustainable long-term, though. You can't just raid jam jars. But I'm sure you'll work through that. But the position we are in as an as a group allows for some significant changes. And while still allowing a profitable and well-managed port to continue. councillors, the retiring councillor Lawton, I'm deeply saddened that you're leaving the organisation, but I'd have to wish you all the very best for you and Nathan for the future, and I understand completely. And I'd have to say, when you look at the candidates, when Gretchen and Brian and I got elected, Brian and I were 41 or 42, Gretchen was 26, and we replaced three people in their 70s. And then I'm looking at the candidates this time, I think, hell, it's going the other way. The average age will probably get higher. And the thinking that you bring, and the questioning and the integrity of your thinking is something that will be missed around this table, Ella. And that saddens me. A real challenge for council is to be linking with Ella's age, the younger generation, because they're actually operating, they're running the businesses, they're running the economy, essentially, and they are the parents of our grandchildren who are the future. And local government, there's too many of us our age and older. So good luck. And thank you for your input and your hard work. You're a tremendously hard worker. But, yeah, and really wish you and Nathan all the very best with your new life in Southland. Doug, 21 years is huge service, and there's a lot of work goes on unseen by rural councillors dealing with farmers and drains and all the bits and pieces or a rabbit or whatever it might be. And so that doesn't get seen around this table, and particularly the last, is it 6 years you've been on your own in your constituency? Or was it 9 years ago? Nine, yeah. And so it is a big constituency and does require a bit of work. So thank you for years of service on behalf of the people of Otago. And your experience, yes, you are a former Young Farmer of the Year. You've had a number of directorships and a widely experienced rural practitioner. And, yeah, so this will be a big change in your life for you and Jeannie. And I'd just like to wish you all the very best for whatever the next stage of your life is. Sam, we really enjoyed having you around the table, and your short, quick, witty interjections at times keeping us on track, Mr. Chairman, you know. And but you bring a very pragmatic approach, and wish you and your family all the best. And yeah, be careful towing that caravan around the North Island. yeah, good luck with the future. Trevor, got to know you reasonably well over the years, and you've brought some significant experience. One of the benefits of a governance team like this is you pluck people from all sorts of backgrounds, and to have your corporate experience has been significant. I have relied on you in the chair's role for advice at times quite heavily, So I just want to thank you for that. And Ali Timms and I had a conversation 10 years ago about the ability to put stop all this squabbling over jam jars for the land transport, because they were just at the end of the regional funds, or the R funds they called them, and it was just a mindless scrap over 10 cents. But anyway, and Ali and I had this conversation about the Southern South Island network, Otago Southland essentially, and Councillor Deaker regularly comments around the need to look at a across the two regions with a bigger picture. So I gave you a challenge to put the two committees together. You had 3 years to combine. So didn't quite get there. We've got two committees, but they operate together. So you
bridge too far.
Yeah. Anyway. Parochialism stuck its head up again. But just like to thank you and Graham for the work you've done there over the last 6 years, I think it is. And you've actually achieved a heck of a lot, and the transport planning has improved significantly, and there's been a huge workload inside the organisation with respect to public transport, and used to bang our heads against the wall on that one, but we've actually made some significant progress. So good luck, Trevor, and thank you for your time. I'm an untrained sheep farmer. I got my highest qualification, school cert, maths. And I've always had what I used to call, I'm not sure I've been that effective at it lately, a strategic longer term. I couldn't give two hoots. As long as the roof doesn't leak and you get three meals a day, all I'm really worried about is my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And so that's the way I think. That frustrates the hell out of my wife and family at times, so that's just how I'm wired. And I understand completely that you're just part of a team here. And so it's been a real privilege to be part of the team and a privilege to serve the people of Otago, and I'll be able to say that again tonight, hopefully, in a much shorter version. So good luck, everyone, and look forward to keeping in touch. And it'll be interesting to watch the election results, won't it?
Who are you voting for?
Well, I've already voted. And actually, the night before election, we've got Brian Cadogan's 60th birthday party.
No. You would 10 years ago, you would never have thought that you'd be invited to that.
Correct. So, yeah. All right, declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.